This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Dating and Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today's show is all about online dating and why looking for love is part of a healthy lifestyle. My guest, Ronnie Ann Ryan, the dating coach, will share the truth about online dating, tips on how to stay open to meeting the right person, and how to make the most of your experience online. She also has some essential do's and don'ts that she will reveal in detail during this enlightening podcast. Ronnie Ann Ryan is an internationally known dating coach, professional speaker, workshop leader, and author of Manifesting Mr. Right and the home study course How to Sizzle versus Fizzle Online. She has worked with thousands of single women to transform their love lives. Ms. Ryan has been interviewed by BBC, Fox, and ABC News, Sally Jesse Raphael, NPR, MSN.com, and more.com, plus a variety of other print, broadcast, and web articles in the U.S., U.K., and Australia. Get ready, Ronnie. Thank you for joining us here this morning on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure and honor. So, first of all, why is dating part of a healthy lifestyle?
Well, you know, the desire for companionship is really one of the most basic human needs. So looking for a partner is completely part of a healthy lifestyle. You know, seeking the balance and support, companionship and intimacy, that's all part of a healthy, rich, and full life that every human being deserves.
Is online dating really worthwhile? Can you really find good people to date on the web?
You know, there are so many people that are afraid of online dating. They're just terrified. And yet millions and millions of people are online. They say it's more than 40 million who are doing this online dating thing. So absolutely, today 20% of all relationships and 12% of marriages do begin online. And those are big numbers and accurate statistics. So it's certainly a proven method for finding dates. Of course, there are other ways that are more traditional, like single stances or the meetup groups or blind dates. But online dating helps you meet people you would never meet any other way.
Now, what are some of the pros and the cons of online dating? I mean, we've heard a little bit of this and that all the time. People have that fear, and some people don't even aren't cautious enough. So what would be the pros and the cons?
All right. Well, that's a big question. So I'll start by drawing a parallel, and that is to talk about fishing. So I love to talk about deep sea fishing in particular versus fishing from a pier. So with deep sea fishing, have you ever been, Eric, deep sea fishing?
I have. It's quite an activity.
So, you know, the captain brings the boat to where the fish are, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And he uses sonar, or he watches a seagull swarm, or there's fish jumping, or he asks other captains. But he takes you right to where the very best fishing is. So you can drop your line and pull up a whole bunch of fish, which is what makes it fun, right?
I sure would.
But on the other hand, you could fish from a pier, and I've seen people do this too, and it must be enjoyable. But what they do is they put up one, two, three poles, and then they pray something swims by. So that's why I think most people would pick deep sea fishing, right? Because it's so much more fun to just pull up a lot of fish all at once. That's what the internet is all about. It's a numbers game. Dating is a numbers game to find the love of your life. It helps to meet lots of people. And this, you know, when you do the deep sea fishing version of dating, which is online dating, you can meet more people than you can any other way.
It certainly does make sense when you put it into that perspective. Today we are with Ronnie Ann Ryan, an internationally known dating coach, professional speaker, workshop leader, and author of Manifesting Mr. Right and the home study course How to Sizzle versus Fizzle Online here on eHealth Radio's Dating and Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, let's talk about some of those cons or drawbacks on online dating.
Okay, sure. Some people talk about a sense of false intimacy that, you know, because you read about who they are, you start to think you know them. And I have to agree that would create false intimacy if you follow that logic. But, you know, you can't fall in love with a profile or an email or an instant message or a phone call. Real love is face to face. So I recommend that you meet as many people as you can and don't fall in love with that email, the profile, or the phone call. Now, sometimes people also kind of hide behind the computer and they avoid meeting anybody, but they think they're sort of dating. Not a substitute for meeting people face to face. On the flip side of this, it's so easy to disqualify people who could be a good partner. And I've heard people disqualify people because of silly things like somebody's wearing a bow tie or somebody has messy stuff behind them in the photo or they cut somebody's arm off that used to be in the picture or whatever. You know, I say try to be as open-minded as you can because, you know, not that you should accept less than your standards, but sometimes we make these arbitrary judgments about people and all you're doing is limiting yourself. So online dating is not like shopping for shoes or bed linens. It's not like catalog shopping. It's more like car shopping where you have to, you know, you can collect your data online, but then you got to go to the dealer and sit in the car and drive it. So with 40 million people online, there are plenty of people to pick from. And sometimes people complain that, you know, maybe they're, you know, a lot of the men won't be any good or a lot of the women won't be any good. But with 40 million people online, even if 20 million are, let's say 20 million are men, and let's say 19 million of the men are not good, or 19 million of the women are not good, still leaves a million people to pick from. The numbers are huge. So as long as you set your expectations to some level of reality and recognize there are no perfect men or women, that spelling is not a sign of intelligence, that's a really huge one, and that chemistry needs to be seen live and in person, I think dating online offers tremendous prospects and a great way to meet people.
I certainly would agree. Now, what about the safety issues? Are there a lot of scammers or players in the field?
You know, people are so worried about this. And so what I'm going to say is this. With 40 million people or more online, it's really like a little slice of life. But you can be smart and safe and protect your identity, and I do agree with that. So what I would do is never give out your last name at the beginning. You know, you might wait to, you know, till the second date or something, make sure the person seems okay. Never give out your last name, where you work or where you live, or your home phone number. So you can, when you, you know, as a woman, you can ask for the guy's phone number and call him. This is very common on online dating and not seen as forward or anything like that. And then you can dial *67 before you call him, and that way your own caller ID is blocked so he can't see what your phone number is. Another idea is to buy one of those untraceable cell phones. That's a no contract phone. You know, if you're really, really nervous. Or tell people where you are when you go out and that you'll call them when you're done. So it's so easy to be smart and safe as long as you follow some of these rules. So I would say don't worry too much. I met a woman recently who complained about this guy who was asking for money or whatever. You know, just be smart and delete. That's all you have to do.
What makes a good profile? You certainly probably need that. That's kind of like the bait on the hook, right?
Yeah, that's what my home study course spends a lot of time talking about, how to write a good profile. But I'm going to give you some tips right now to help you make a good impression. So the first thing is to remember that your profile needs to be conversational. It should read like you're talking to somebody. You want them to almost hear your voice as they're reading about who you are, which is why you don't want to write big lists. You want to get specific instead about who you are so that they know. They get a feeling for you, and you can let some of your passion and enthusiasm show. And instead of thinking of this as your personal bio or resume, just think of it as a conversation starter, because you don't have to tell them every detail about who you are. They're going to meet you. You're going to talk to them. So if you can just pique their interest and get the conversation going, that's what works, which is why you want to keep it short. You know, this is not a big novel. This is just something to get someone to send you an email, so keep it short. I say one paragraph about you and one paragraph about the person you're seeking, your ideal mate. Also, Eric, it's really good to keep in mind this is not Snapfish or Flickr. Please don't post every photo you ever took of yourself or of the landscape, because it's just not appropriate and it's very distracting. You want people to stay on your profile and contact you, not get bored with your photos. In addition, it's so important to stay positive and focused about what you do want. A lot of times people veer off in directions about all the things they hate or they won't put up with or they won't respond to, or or what they don't want. You can see these big lists of all the things that people don't want. You know, I don't want you to be cheap or all these different things. Instead, just be positive and focus on what you do want and paint a really good picture of yourself, because when you present your best self, you're at your most attractive. So those are my suggestions for writing a good profile.
Well, very good. Now, could you give the listeners a few tips for what to avoid in their profile?
Oh, sure. One of the things is to make sure you don't do a lot of lists. Like, people do things like, my friends say that I'm sweet and engaging and loyal and blah, blah. This is really boring. Anytime you have more than three adjectives in a sentence, people might start to fall asleep. So don't make lists. Don't be negative. Don't talk about what you don't want. And instead, really focus on what you do want. Another thing about avoiding in your profile is don't talk a lot about your kids or how busy you are or how hard dating is or what your health problems are. Those are things that people really do, but they're not attractive. Sometimes people say, I just want to let it all hang out. I'm just going to put it out there. This is who I am. And, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And they're going to fall on the floor. Because you need to put your best foot forward. Let people get to know you before you share all your problems. You wouldn't be attracted to a person who let it all hang out, so to speak, right up front. Get to know people for who they are. And then if you have a few personality flaws or problems in your life, which we all do, it's not so shocking because we've already started to like the person. So that's the most important thing.
Do you know of any real-life cases of people who met online and got married in the end?
I sure do. I have some good friends who met online, and I've met tons of people who've met online, and I've helped a lot of people find love online. And I've had several clients that did very well. And, in fact, one time I was giving a talk and the Justice of the Peace walked up to me and said that she had had so many clients who met online that she married that it was just time for her to jump online herself. So it is a true method for finding love. And I can tell you, when I was looking for love, I dated 30 men in 15 months. But it was really before online dating was popular. So I did personal ads, which were only 22 words and a voicemail, no photograph. So let me just say, if I could meet decent men through personal ads, you can most definitely meet great people and potential partners online. Absolutely. So stop fretting and just get that profile posted so that you could meet someone by the weekend.
Now, where can our listeners find more information or to be in contact with you online to, you know, check out, to be able to know more about what your services are and also your book, Manifesting Mr. Right?
Sure. Well, they can find me online at www.never2, which is T-O-O, late.biz. And if they look on the books and audio, there's a button that says books and audio in the navigation, and that'll not only take you to Manifest and Mr. Right and some of my other books and audios, it'll also take you to my online home study course, How to Sizzle versus Fizzle Online, which has become really popular, and I'm so excited to be able to help people find love online, because that's what I'm all about, helping people with hope and real skills and practical tips. Because if I could find love, which I did, I know you can too.
We've been talking with Ronnie Ann Ryan, an internationally known dating coach, professional speaker, workshop leader, and author of Manifesting Mr. Right and the home study course How to Sizzle versus Fizzle Online. And the website of reference is nevertoolate.biz. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dating and Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.